Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Secret, and welcome to The Box. And tonight, this is just an introduction show where we're going to hang out, get to know each other, tell a couple stories, and just really build and set the platform for this season. And the interesting thing about this type of platform is everyone is anonymous. Nobody knows who you are other than who you show and tell. So I'm going to go out to our first person, and, you know, girls rule the world. So we're going to go to Anitra to just share a little bit about who you are, whatever you want to share, the state you're calling from, and anything interesting about yourself, one interesting thing. Anitra, you can go first. Anitra,
can you hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you now. Hey, Queen.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Secrets. How are you?
Hi. I'm good now that you're here.
I feel better being here. I am calling from Michigan, born and raised. I guess one interesting thing I will share about myself tonight is I have a side job as a professional cuddler. That's new.
Really? I can't wait to hear about that.
Yes. It has been quite interesting, quite fun, actually. Had several nights in hot tubs in the past couple of months, and that's always nice, so...
I'm jealous already.
I mean, like, you know, who wouldn't want to get paid to just hang out in a hot tub and, yeah.
Hand raise over here, me. Oh, yeah, all about professional cuddler. Okay. Well, definitely welcome to the show and thank you for joining us tonight. How about you ask for it? Would you like to share your name and where you're calling from and one interesting thing about yourself?
Yes, I'm Alfred. I'm from the really weird state of Kentucky, from the city of Louisville. And one thing I'd like to share is I grew up in a family that worked in the adult film industry. My father was a pinup artist that got his big breakthrough as becoming a illustrator for various adult magazines and for covers of various adult videos. And so I was raised in that community, and various family friends of the family were various actors and actresses from the adult industry. And so I have various aunts and uncles that were stars in various movies that most of y'all have probably seen, or your relatives in the past have seen. So this is talking about probably the 80s, 90s mostly. So and here I am as a grown adult that was raised in that community and turned into a healthy, well-adjusted and intellectual person without any problems.
Okay. Well, that definitely also poses a lot of questions that I have that we're going to delve into tonight. And this is Secret, and I'm representing the state of Georgia, but I'll be anywhere that I can travel to, hopefully soon to Michigan, start doing some cuddling with some people in the hot tub. So definitely in touch, Anitra. And
it's always a good time.
I'm not even really a cuddler for real, but I think I can learn to be because I'm real coachable when I need to be. So
exactly.
Let's continue to talk about that. But thank you guys again for joining the show tonight. And I just wanted to come hang out for a little bit. I know I've talked to several of you via text or phone. Hey, this is what The Box is doing. We're relaunching. And I'm looking for some interested, open-minded people that we can hang out and play with. And you guys showed up. So thank you so much for that. And for those that don't know, The Box is a part of Pandora's Fantasy Box. And well over a decade ago, Pandora's Fantasy Box was birthed in Charlotte, North Carolina, as I've said on previous shows. And when I lived in Charlotte, what my goal was at the time was to be a little mischievous and and meet some open-minded, non-judgmental people that I can hang out and have fun with. Have you guys ever, like, been in a place in life, like, you're hanging out, whether it's a job or with friends, and you just feel like you don't really fit in? Like, everything's really vanilla. People are just coloring inside of the lines because this is how it's supposed to be. And you yearn for something a little different, but you're not really sure what that is. Have you guys ever been there before? Craving and wanting something different?
Oh, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been there. So I'm trying to live the walk that straight line, just live like a square, do everything, walk, talk like a square, be a square. Just do everything that way. It is the quote-unquote right way. And I don't believe there is a right way to just live life. You have to experience everything there is to experience that you yourself want.
Absolutely. And
yeah,
you have to live it every day. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alfred.
Yeah. Well, I feel like to me, a perfect example is the transition that people have from going from a vanilla lifestyle into a geek culture lifestyle, or into the alternative lifestyle scene. Grow up being, you know, bombarded by vanilla influences that once you finally go over to the king side, you kind of took a look back and like, why did I ever, you know, live as a normal person when I could have been expressing myself through this different form of subculture that is around, that even though it's not accepted, it feels more like you, and it feels, you know, it feels more correct to you as a person. And it's so, you know, it's so outcasted by society for you to be open and be comfortable with your fetishes or with anything kinky. And it's, you know, kink shamed but once you kind of take that leap over to the other side, it's like you can't go back to vanilla. It's just not possible.
You know what? You can definitely say that again. It's like once you've opened Pandora's box, it is truly hell to pay. And when you've gone to the deep side, it's so hard to get out because you're feeling oh so good. And with that being said, I want to welcome another caller that is doing the show. And what we're doing, sir, is I'm talking to you, 424. We're just stating our name or whatever we're going to be called tonight, the state you're representing, and a little about yourself, whatever you're comfortable with sharing. 424. I think he's
a little nervous.
Can you guys hear me? We
can definitely hear you.
We can't feel you, but we can definitely hear you.
I can be felt on multiple platforms, by the way. Hey, yo, it's the kid Duffels and Truffles, the infamous, automatically. Shouts out to Fantasy Box. I already know what time it is. Showing it up. Told you guys I'd be back here. But anywho, I go by Duff, the one-handed goat, or the triple F. Y'all can understand that if y'all knew about me, quite frankly. But, yeah, the triple Fs. But we, you know, we're going to keep you cordial. We'll get into it deeper a little bit later. Yeah, I'm from New York. I was born in Santiago, Dominican Republic. So we bilingual over here. I do speak four
over
other
here.
Languages. Over here.
I gotta hear where over here is at. Where are you now?
He's over here. I say cop.
Over here now. I'm over here.
I say go to the cop. Like.
Where's y'all left now?
Definitely super glad to be here. Appreciate you gals and gents.
Super.
Here automatically. I've been attached
like,
to the
fantastic
to the industry for a minute. Been attached
yeah, that's what
to
I'm saying
the industry
now.
For a minute.
The
I'm
Boogie
sorry.
Down Bronx. Hey.
NYC.
Yeah.
NYC automatically.
All right. So what's your gripe?
What's my price?
No, your gripe, Duff. What's up, Gus?
Oh, I was with my pride.
Duff.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. I ain't going to pull that much money out for my man, Duff. What's up, dude?
Yeah, I mean. All right,
7 to 5.
Duff likes it rough. Duff likes it rough. So let's hear what's up, man. Get this shit out.
I bet he does.
Fuck out.
I bet he does. All right, thank you, Duff, for that info.
Yes, he does.
All right, 7 to 5.
Come on.
7 to 5.
Duff has been named on the PDD lawsuit list here. Let's go ahead.
All right, 7 to 5. So let's see you all. What are you talking about?
No comment. No comment.
Yeah, exactly.
7 to 5. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 7 to 5.
Secrets. Secrets.
Yes.
You talking to me? 666. You know who this is? It's your man auditioning. It's your audition.
You're still in your audition process.
Like you don't know me.
Can you
still in your audition process, buddy. Already.
Oh,
I'm
no, dude.
I'm
if that's the case, if that's
deep.
The case, bro, I've blown you the fuck out of the water, my man.
You brand new.
All right, Duff. Hey, let us know, GH. Hey, let us know. Let us know, dude. So, all right, so you were at a what's the deal? What's going on?
She was introducing somebody else in the room.
Yeah,
I think it was me. We were just talking about that.
7 to 5. You want to tell us your name? Where are you calling from?
Me again, right? Like,
yeah.
Hello? Yeah? Oh,
man,
that's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah. Hey, Duff, I'm sorry, man. Like, hey, you see, I'm introducing myself, right? You there, Secrets? You good?
Dane, I'm here.
Yes! Dane, here I am. Cool.
I know,
all right, so I've been introduced.
It is spring.
They
it is
I apologize. Well, you just say my name next time. 725, that's just an area code. There could be a shitload of people with that. I don't know who that is. I don't know how many people we're talking right now. 725, okay. 702, get it.
Me, Dane. It's not 14
sorry,
yet. He's already gotten started.
Mm-hmm. Always. All
right, so listen, everybody. I know I told you guys there was a price of admission tonight. So we can't go any further until you pay the price. Because in life, you got to pay the price. And Anitra, since she's a professional cuddler, she's going to go last. All right? So pay the price. What's the price of admission? And you got to pay it. Who want to go first?
Just restate the price of admission just so we can, like, again...
Who can share with the price of
admission?
Oh, my God. 725. It's a good idea for the radio show to, like, bring up the prompt again. It's a good idea. It's just to present the prompt. So go ahead again.
The price of admission for tonight is to share one fantasy and make it good. Mm-hmm. That's the price of admission to continue. One fantasy and make it good. No vanilla. We don't do vanilla on the box, okay?
Could we play it? Could we pay in ruples?
No.
Can we pay
by one third?
Can I tell you as a white American gentleman that the term vanilla is very hard for me?
As another fellow white American, I don't agree with that.
Duff, you're white?
It's reliable.
Duff,
hey,
you're white?
My mother's Caucasian, yo, so...
Your voice is too baritone to be completely white, bro. No way. You're like, hey, man, I'm white too. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I got the Latino shit. I got the, you know what I'm saying? My mom is white, you know what I'm saying? I get the skate
right
on both sides.
Good shit, man. Good shit. I get that, dude. But yeah, you just try to stay white for a second. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. No.
Run it back again, Secrets. Send it back again for those who just pulling up.
Is anyone going to go ahead and pay the price of admission? Is everybody ready
right
now before we got started?
That's a silly question.
Paying.
Next. Oh, okay. Hey. Okay, so where does the fantasy begin? Like, just anything, anytime, huh? Okay, so for me... I'm thinking, like, I tried to talk my ex's sister into this because this is how much hate I have toward her right now. I just want to fuck her sister to piss her off. But I came over the really hot fantasy. I thought, like, I told her to meet me down at the adult superstore, right? And just, like, because her whole thing is, like, she's, no, I don't want my sister to know, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, of course, I don't want her to know either. But, you know, just the idea of her going back into one of those booths, letting me know. And I told her, too. I said, just make sure you just got, like, a little skirt on, no panties. Just will be the most innocent, quick exchange. Just pop in that room. Do it again. You know? I started it off. Fuck you guys, so.
I didn't say fuck at work too much.
Okay.
What's that?
Am I? Oh, ooh, I didn't know I was unmuted.
Would anyone else like to share their fantasy, please?
Is it my turn?
No.
Somebody's turn.
I only had one guy go.
Oh, we're just, oh, okay.
And it wasn't very good. It was just a spontaneous when I did that. So fuck everybody else. Who's next, man? Hey, Duff, come on, Duff. Duff, come on, man. Come on, Duff.
It's not the question.
Come on, Duff. I would get so much, like, I'm not going to delve into details, just knowing that there's maybe two people listening and nobody participating. Come on, man. This is, you're just like, hey, tell me some terrible shit right now.
I just stepped away for a second. I just got back right here.
All right, so go ahead. Who wants
what
to
was
share
the topic?
What is one fantasy that's the price of admission?
I think we let the next lady go first.
I think
okay.
That's appropriate.
All right.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
You want to go? You want me to go? Go ahead.
Either way, whichever works for you.
I'm flexible, so it doesn't matter.
I'm trying to get back there, baby. Let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. They're going to start owing me massages, man. They just, oh, my gosh, these clients.
What's your story, honey?
I'm like, y'all got to rub me down. So, a fantasy. Oh, man. I don't know, like,
did she just do
like,
the young M.A., ooh, did you just do that? She said, ooh. That's a great story. I want to hear that one.
How was that one?
Ooh, what heaven
I
done?
That one.
I'm trying to think of a fantasy I haven't achieved. I could do.
Jesus Christ.
I need a lot better threesome with two men than I have had in the past because I've only had one. I've done it every which way from the sun with three living people, you know.
Wait, where are you from, darling? Wait, where are you from again?
I'm from Michigan.
Michigan? Oh, that explains.
Yes, it does.
Explains it
yes,
all.
You see. Yes. I'm from a small town. We get bored, we get cold, so you know.
Mm. Yeah, you got to generate that body heat, you know.
If I can interject for a second.
Go ahead.
I have a friend of mine who is a professional dominatrix, and one of our conversations we had, she mentioned that most of the threesomes that she has with two men, she actually has the problem of most of those sessions, the men are too busy focusing on each other than her. So she's never, ever had a threesome where she was included, you know, in essence,
yes.
in the whole entire fiasco, because it was more or less the guys wanting to use her as a catalyst so that they could be with each other.
Cheese and fucking, I've heard it all now.
Yeah.
I totally heard it all now.
I believe it, though. I mean,
sounds like a baby party.
You know what? You did not have to go there. You
sounds
did
like
not
a baby
have to
party
go there.
He said a baby party.
I
didn't get into it enough for the show.
And that's what they call roasting the pig. They just have her in the middle to say she's there.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that who just put that off?
blessed us with the information. sir, what's your name again?
It's me, Alfred.
Albert. Hey, Albert.
Yeah. Yes.
Alfred.
What did you do in that situation? Alfred.
Yeah.
As a servant.
Yeah.
Are you submissive, motherfucker? Like, what's going on? Is it Alfred?
Yes.
Alfred, nice to meet with you. They call me Duff.
Oh.
Go.
Oh, good to meet you, Duff.
Indeed. My question to you was,
yeah,
in that situation when it arrives, how do one respond, like to, you know what I'm saying, a camaraderie of yours? How do you respond to that? Like, how did you?
I've seen every messed up situation you can think of in our local alternative scene, because we have so many just sexually messed up people in that community that anything wrong that can happen has happened. I've seen, I've been to dungeon parties where I've seen everything from people accidentally getting pissed on that didn't want to get pissed on to people that have had. Hello?
Did you see R. Kelly there?
No.
You know what? You need to stop that.
I just wanted to know. But no, you said, was it mostly dominatrix type of parties that? Is that what?
No. There's no sex allowed at dungeon parties. These are sessions that people take outside of those events.
Indeed.
Usually the most sex happens either in the parking lot, outside of a dungeon, or on the way to a dungeon.
He said in the parking lot outside of a dungeon. Holy shit.
Yeah.
We haven't even facilitated this shit.
Yeah, because there actually is dungeon etiquette. Most official dungeons you go to, you actually have to sign a waiver when you go in that says, from this point on, you shall not have either hand to genital, mouth to genital, or genital contact with anybody in those premises. And if caught doing so, you basically get banned for life. And if you're from a small town, if you're from a small town that only has one dungeon, you're not going to want to blacklist yourself from that one place.
On a first incident, like, what if it's a noob?
Newbies get even harder lessons. Like, you have to go through an hour and a half, basically a seminar, before you even allowed to go to a dungeon party.
Cheese and rice. I like it, though, because it definitely dissipates the curious. It desolates the curious. And if people don't live that lifestyle, you know, I mean, I understand the curious, but go type it in Google and get a general principle idea of what's going on, rather than come and disturb everybody else's time. And
we have what we call a newcomers meeting. So before you're even considered eligible to go to a dungeon, you have to show up to this group meeting. It almost feels like an AA meeting, because you're all sitting around a circle, and then you're discussed all the rules of a dungeon. You're taught what is allowed, what isn't allowed. And I noticed that the breaking point is usually within the hour and a half session. By the first hour, you will have a good 75% of the room will clear out because those people can't handle it.
Yeah, that's awesome that we're getting a lot more strategic with regards to just protecting our, those who follow it, you know, because we got a lot of outsiders who automatically shunned. We get tomatoes thrown at us, all type of things. So,
It's really bad here in Kentucky. People will have their lives ruined by church groups that they find out you're in the kink community.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. If you're outed, you will have groups come up, protest on your yard. You will have them follow you to work. You will have them talk to your boss. You will have, calls sent to your loved ones telling them how you're a deviant or you're a pervert or whatever.
Well, that's
I've seen Yeah, I've seen people that went from being doctors to suddenly they're working at McDonald's now because they've been exiled from their family, from their church, wow. from their job.
Wow. Well, do
they have to just travel to different states just because that city is they hating like that?
A good example I've seen of this was there was a gentleman that used to come down to our dungeon parties about a decade ago. He was a big-time lawyer up in Cincinnati, and he was the type of lawyer that, like, his face would be on, like, the side of buses and, you know, benches and things, like, you know, up on, you know, billboards. But when he'd come down to our parties, he would wear a full-on GIMP attire at all moments. Like even if he was just going to go, you know, down the street to get a drink from the convenience store, he would still keep his attire on because, you know, if anyone saw his face and recognized him, his career as a lawyer would just be ruined.
You're killing me, Matt. He said full-on tire GIMP.
Yep.
Wow.
That's awesome. You know what? You know, we're not in Bosnia. We're not in Rekistan, you know. This is the country where we can do it in. So, you know, I don't shun them for it. Nobody can really judge them for it. You know?
That is definitely interesting. So have everyone had an opportunity to share what their fantasy is? Other than myself yet. Okay. All right.
We're
have
listening.
You guys ever... Well, yeah, all right, so let me share. So I have two, but one I will share. I remember one of the very first times, or probably like third or fourth time I went to a swinger club, and I was roaming around the club checking it out, and I stumbled into this room, and I had never in my life seen a bed that huge. It was more like six kings. It was like six California kings all together.
Oh,
was
it
like,
an Alaskan king?
No, this was in Georgia.
Because I know they have Alaskan king-size beds, too. I saw this guy, he's like almost 7 feet tall, and he had to special order an Alaskan king bed because they're bigger than the Texas king and the California king.
I don't Google. I'm Googling that now. I got to check
it
out.
Yes, they have full-size beds.
Wow. Well, this had these beds put together because the bed had about 25, 30 people on it, all in the dark. So fantasy is to be a part of that.
Sounds like my type of party.
So I went in. It was my first time in the swing. Maybe like my third or fourth time. In order to go upstairs at this particular club, you had to be naked. So I had to kind of get my courage up because I was, like, new into the lifestyle. So when I finally went up there, I'm getting a tour with this guy. And, you know, when we walked into that room, he kind of just like, what's up? I'm like, no. But when I walked in and it had, like, it was, like, some kind of, like, you know how, like, the club had, like, little light flashing? All you could see was when the light flashed, you seen ass fucking sucking. And then the second thing I want to tell you, I met a guy one time at one of these parties. He was from New York, and he said, you ever been to a black party? I'm like, well, I'm black. What you mean? He's like, nah, black party. I'm like, well, what the hell is that? In New York, they have these parties every year called a black party. They have, you know how you have like a semi-truck, like the 18-wheelers, like the trailer part of that? He said, like, they have like that trailer part. I guess they have it gutted out, and that's, like, where they have the party in. And basically, they have, like, people on their guest list, and they kind of send out, like, information, like, you got to be who's who, or they're looking for a certain type of girl or guy to get in because, of course, you want someone attractive or whatever the people that you're inviting are interested in.
Yeah.
So when you come in to the party, the price of admission is, you know, whatever, one, two, three, whether you drink, suck, fuck, whatever. But when you walk in, it's all black. On the walls, you can have shots, like drinks. You got your condoms if you want to use that and you got some lube or whatever. But bottom line is when you walk in and you walk through it, yeah, your music is real fucking loud. You don't know shit. So let's say you're in there, you walk in. You said what, Em?
Is it like a rave?
I've never been to a rave, but the way he described it, if Afra walks up to Duff, for example, well, you don't know who the hell it is. So you walk up to a person, you feel their chest. If you're a dude, you feel another chest, like, oh, shit, that's a dude. But let's say if you're like, shit, I don't know, I'm with it. You might give them a little single. They may feel your chest.
Or
if you with it, you with it. If you ain't,
whatever.
You ain't. You said, what now?
Like
I never knew about this.
Calm down.
Being one of them jokes.
I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm like, oh, there's more I got to learn about. How do I get on this list?
Listen, baby, I got you.
Yeah, I know. I was in a milking farm.
Man,
I'm telling you.
But they do the screening before, you know, people come in. So when you in, you know, it's whatever. And then when you leave, when you leave out, you may fuck 4, 5, 10 people, but you don't know who you fuck. You might just be bent over, bent down. You don't even know what you did.
Wait, was it pitch black? Like was it pitch black or something? Like,
yeah, it's
or did
black
they have,
in
like,
there.
The blue light?
Well, I've never been. Someone told me about this a long time ago. I know on the walls they had condoms, lube, drink, like certain things on the walls, but you couldn't see.
That was lit up.
You could just feel. I don't know. You got to ask him.
Right. Great place if I was 30% visuals in this love.
I'm gonna say be asexual.
So
have a conversation.
That's automatically for me.
Whisper in my ear.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So, Anisha, can you tell us, what is a professional cuddler, though? I've been dying to know, like, what does that mean?
I had that question mark.
Well, okay, I'm signed up through Cuddle Comfort right now, and it's set up like, you know, you have your professionals and you have the cuddled, the client.
The cuddler.
And you just find someone, in your location that, you know, fits your needs, requirements, and your price range and everything, and you just meet up. And I personally do not host at my home, so that's why I've been to motels, and I did go to one client's house. And, so we go and we discuss prices, what they want to do. You can set your own price per hour.
Is it contractual?
No, it is not. It is all your own time. You can stop whenever you want. You work for yourself. So it is.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
You know, and I just Googled it, and I see this shit, too. Professional cuddler. They got a job description and everything.
I know you could
because
be a professional cuddler.
Work.
Had I known
that
cheese and rice, I would have been in, I would have been making way more money than making
that. I need a hug.
I just want to hug. Show up here at 2:30. I booked the session from 2:30 to 2:45.
No, listen, I can't help it. I'm not trying
right
to get
now.
Into Kentucky.
Yeah,
they're
I don't
not
know,
going for that Kentucky, shit.
Kentucky's a little zesty.
Damn.
How long you been in Kentucky, my brother?
My entire life, 40 years now.
Have you left
How
outside
have you
of Kentucky
survived?
Yet?
You survive as a Kingster here by just laying low. Don't draw attention to yourself. I mean, there's times where I've actually run into other people in the community out in public events. You just kind of do this kind of wink and a nod, and you're kind of acknowledge each other, but you don't say anything out loud because it's sort of like Fight Club. You just don't, you know, reveal to anyone vanilla in the room that you're part of this.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
Well, you know what?
I think I like
I
that
this
now. I think I want to go to Kentucky.
Which site?
I'm going
to
buy me a damn cowboy hat.
Oh, my. Well, listen,
yeah,
let me ask you guys. Do anybody have any fetishes that you want to share? Any fetishes?
Everybody
at all?
Silent. Absolutely. Kentucky.
Any fetishes? All right, come on. Any fetishes that you want to share? Come on now. Let's not all go on. Let's not all go at once.
What about your all your baby mamas getting along with each other?
Oh, God.
I'm just
that's
talking about some regular normal, some normal people shit.
In the past, I've been part of financial domination dynamics. I've been a foot slave to dominatrixes. I've been a daddy dom to people in daddy dom little girl dynamics. They're into that. You name it out there. I've probably been a part of.
Oh, damn.
You completed all of your goals.
Fucking right.
You completed all of your goals.
How about you, Des?
Any
fetishes?
Oh, yeah. Waking up and going into the studio and creating beautiful music. I'll leave that for the imagination. Creating beautiful music and just holding it down. I didn't done everything that I wanted to do.
All right. How about you, Anitra? Any fetishes that you want to share?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my connection. I keep cutting myself off.
You got to go off to Walmart, honey. Yeah, you're off a Walmart kit.
The Walmart kit? What? No. No, fetishes. I don't know. I like feet. I like feet, too. I like toes. Primarily. Toes. I'm a toe sucker.
Really?
I'm a toe sucker.
You know what?
I'm going to just throw that out there. I am a toe sucker. I love
really unique.
Well, I feel like it's the most misunderstood fetish out there.
I agree with that.
I feel because I feel like feet are always referenced to like, feet are down near the ground, down near the dirt. They're dirty. They're smelly. It's obviously going to be an unclean thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually in my 20 years of being in this alternative lifestyle community, I've seen more people that are willing to let another person touch their privates more so than they're willing to let another person either look at or touch their own their feet. That's how ironically messed up the situation is.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they're like, touch my vagina, touch my boobs, but don't you dare touch my feet.
Oh, yeah, my feet touch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. what is that about your feet? Rather than the than that spot between your balls and your asshole.
The gooch?
The gooch. I just had to be solid with you. What is it? I explore the gooch. I don't no motherfucker ain't gonna touch my feet either. Don't touch my feet. He's working feet, he's working hands.
Really?
Well, usually in my situation it starts off with a foot rub. I'm like given a foot rub and then I just put the toe in my mouth. I don't know.
You'll go.
I always ask.
I love that.
I just want to know. She's new to me. You know, I'm a spring chicken.
Well, don't worry, we're gonna get you seasoned.
No, I always ask first. I never.
sick yourself in my mouth.
I was waiting for the gentleman to answer the question. I just wanted to know with regards to that. Kind of the same way. I'm on different purposes. I just don't want nobody touching my feet because if you put my feet in your mouth, that's as nasty as licking a $20 bill that has been circulated for 45 years. And it, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, you're not going to put that on my penis. No, don't put your lips on my penis because you just licked my feet. No, it just don't move right with me.
Well, I love it. I love it how my toes suck. I'm looking at them now. I'm like, damn, I wish I could put them in somebody's mouth. So, yeah, I'm definitely down with that. I don't have to say my fetish is – I have an oral fetish. Like, I have this thing about my mouth and how great it is when I'm, like, sucking something. So,
yay.
Use it to your imagination. Like, my oral fetish is something serious. Very, very, very addictive. I remember one time I met this couple, and threesome was fucking amazing. And then, you know, he was going down on his wife, and I said, move out the way. Like, let me show you really how to do this shit. So, definitely something real serious. So that's fetishes. So I'm looking forward to this season talking a little more about fetishes, why we have certain types of fetishes. Like Anitra, we just lost her. I wish you'd dial back in. She has a foot fetish. And how men actually feel when she's kind of like giving them some head on their feet. And women. So definitely interested. Now, I want to ask you guys three more questions. The next one is best kink websites. Are you on any? Have you been on any? What are some of the best kink websites? And we're not talking about just promoting the site, but what you actually get from any of these kink sites. Anyone want to share?
FetLife is, to me, the best one out there. It's basically, imagine Facebook, but for kinky people. And through that, I've found friends in the community. Through that, I've found that there actually is a local community and where the meetings are, who's going to be at the meetings, having discussions before and afterwards. You can find partners on there for dynamics. You can find people for, hookups, whatever. There's all shades of everything from finding a serious kinky relationship to just, a one-night thing, depending on what you're looking for. But yeah, it's been a very positive networking place for kinky people.
Okay. Yeah, FetLife is definitely one of the biggest and best websites as far as right now. There were some others a while ago, but they're not as prevalent as FetLife is right now. Any you want to share, Duff?
With regards to Kinky Life?
Kink websites.
I have not ran through Kinky Life, actually, because I do this shit.
You've never
real
been
life
on any kinky websites?
Besides my shit being on Chocolate Thunder, you know what I'm saying, on Pornhub, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it's all business.
Are you not on that life? Real.
I have not.
Oh, you're
watching this then. Well, I just don't know. I told you I'm a spring ass.
Well, you need to
chicken
find out.
I just started chirping.
That's right. We're going to get you seasoned. We're going to get you seasoned.
Hey, I'm inventing the game, man.
Alfred, we were initially, as the show got started, I said, hey, I want you to share a story. I know with you saying that you grew up with your family being in the lifestyle, so you grew up in it. Is there any story, because it's story time, that you'd like to kind of share with us to kind of make our eyes roll a little bit?
Yeah, I think my favorite story from my childhood would be, so back when I was about 9 or so, I went with my father to a adult industry convention down in Atlanta, Georgia. And during that weekend, since I wasn't old enough to go into the convention because, it's obviously, an 18 and over show, He had one of my aunts, who was one of the actresses that he knew there, basically take me on a tour through Atlanta to kind of kill time while my dad was basically fishing for new gigs and new projects to work on. And I just remembered as a 9-year-old, just having the best day ever with my auntie and, you know, going to McDonald's and, you know, going to Toys R Us and just having, you know, the most epic day, you know, ever. And then fast forward to about 10 years later, me and my buddies are going for our first time into an adult bookstore. And so we're kind of walking around and one of our initiations was we were all going to chip in and, you know, and either buy or rent a video for everyone to watch at the sleepover later that night. And so I just remember just looking around and the next thing I know it, they randomly found a video, but it was of my aunt. It was one of her first videos. And it was her in a gangbang, and I just remember just looking at it, seeing her, and just the memory of me being a 9-year-old and her taking me on that tour through Atlanta. Just my face just kind of lost all expression, and I was like, dudes, you know, we can rent any movie in this whole entire room, just not this one. And they're like, oh, come on, you know, she's hot. And I'm like, no, I can't, you know, tell you why, but just anything else. I don't care what the content is. And then I finally, I think I broke down later on that night. I was like, dude, I can't watch this. That's my aunt. You know, if I watch it, it's going to feel like watching my actual aunt. So, I can't do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're in the life. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I found it kind of humorous that's the way things, you know, turned out in life, you know, that you know, things catch up with you, you know, a decade later in that funny way.
And, you know, the world, that's why the world is small. Like, of all the different videos, I'm looking just now on FetLife, for example. I'm not logged in yet, but 11 million members and 84 million pictures and videos. Like, of all of the pictures and videos and all this stuff, you come across to your aunt. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you ever tell her?
No. I never ran to her again since childhood.
You never ran to your aunt again?
No. I never saw my aunt again. No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, that definitely is an interesting story. All right. Well, we've lost our other playmates. I'm so glad they still paid the price of admission before they left us temporarily. But as we roll out tonight, because like I said, I just really wanted to kind of hang out, get to meet some people in the community, see what people, what's on their mind, what you're thinking about, what you want, what you need. So if you were to attend a party or an event at this stage in life, because you've been in the industry for a very, very long time, what would that party or event look like for you? What type of people are you interested in hanging out with at a party, an event?
Me or Duff?
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
If you went to a party or an event.
Well, I realized 4 years ago I can no longer go to dungeon parties because it was at the last one that I went to. I just had a really bad experience. And it kind of clicked into me that I kind of became newly aware as an empath, and because of that, I realized that whenever people experience pain around me, I experience a percentage of it. And so here I was in a room full of people that were going through various power plays and very physical, you know, torturous activities and experiencing pain. And after about an hour or so of being in there, I realized that, like, I'm not having a good time. I mean, yeah, it's a room full of half-naked people, but, you know, here I am just not, you know, absorbing the erotic aspect of it. I'm just nothing but soaking up hardcore pain. So, I kind of realized from that point on that I feel like I'm more of a sensualist and, I just don't get the whole entire, you know, whipping and paddling and suspending and ropes and all that anymore. So it just doesn't seem as exotic to me after I've, you know, experienced the worst of it.
That's called an epiphany.
So with that being said, I'm sorry, you said what, Des?
Epiphany.
Yeah, so what type of parties are you interested in attending? Because that's what you're not interested in attending.
I enjoy the munches, and munches are the basically when a group of Kingsters gather for a social event, and we do everything from coffee nights to game nights to going to bars together, going to restaurants together. So to me, I enjoy that aspect of basically being in a room with not only geeky people, but they're also very geeky too. So like I can talk to them about movies, I can talk to them about music, books, and at the same time, you know, talk about anything, you know, kink related also in the same conversation.
Okay.
That's evolution a lot. He totally evolved. He transcended.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. The two of y'all kind of overlap sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was asking Duff what his ideal type of party.
Me personally, my ideal type of party would be being able to drink some 53 Chateau. Without getting tossed, without holding the whole bottle. Without holding the whole bottle. You know, then 50 Chateau would take about maybe 15 ounces, not even 16. This is Chateau. So, you know. Clicking with some good meat. Like I said, I'm a Sabio, so you know, good conversation is key for me. That goes for any of the my entourage. I'll just say that. That goes for any of my entourage. Then I'm able to keep up with it. And this might not be the foundation for you. But I think my ideal party. I want to throw another party this summer. I'm just not sure yet. But I'd like to, it can be a costume party, but I'd like it to be for people who inspire, inspirational people for my guests. I like it to be inspirational people who inspire them rather than feed their sexual needs or, you know, sex erotica, whatever it may be. It could still feed that, but like I said, I'm super sapio, so education is everything for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I breed it on everybody else too as well. So we are like birds of a feather always, you know what I'm saying, come together. So, you know, I've been in the industry for quite some time, and evolved. He grew his wings. He had a bird joint no more, but you know what I'm
okay.
He grew them bad boys out, and you know what I'm saying, let them fly, and
it'll fly away.
Indeed.
All right.
But I'm down.
My final question that I want to ask you guys for tonight, because like I said, I just want to kind of hang out a little bit, let everybody kind of wet their palate and share. So as I share with you guys what our goal is and some of our things with the box, this is a place where we want to have open-minded people, no judgments, live your life on your terms, whatever that looks like. So what are some, if you had to name one topic, like, hey, secrets, I definitely want to be able to delve into this topic this season on the box and in reference to what we are about and what our goals are. What would that burning, sizzling topic be if you could only name one?
Who's starting?
I would say I would say just discuss the difference between kink culture and kink sex, because I feel like that's the most basic root of misconception that everyone has about our community is, you know, they see something like, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, and they automatically assume, oh, that must be what kinky people are. And like, no,
I super agree with you.
That was a kinky sex interaction. There was no relationship in that compared to what we do in our community.
Okay.
Duff?
I totally agree with him. I think approaching the topic would be at most civil. I think it's a misconception with regards to, you know, we always getting judged just because motherfuckers want to get smacked over the head, you know what I'm saying, with a paddle, or baby park that booty on my head. You know, then I think it's a misconception amongst us as well. So I think Brother Man approached it totally the same question that I would have as well.
Okay. So are you saying that would be your same topic that you would want to discuss this season?
Indeed. Just approaching the misconception. People automatically think it's a misconception. It's a misunderstanding. So, you know.
Okay. One of the things I'm looking forward to talking about this season, and I remember when I first got involved in this life, it was really about when you're new or when you're curious. I definitely want to pull people in that are thinking about stepping out, thinking about going to that club, thinking about opening your relationship, just how you do it. How do you ask him for a threesome? How do you ask her for a threesome? How do you say I'm going to join Fit Life and really meet up with someone? What are some of those dangers? What are some of those pleasures? What are some of those things to know if you want to go over to the dark side? I know when we first started this session tonight, I think it was Alfred that says, once you go down this rabbit hole, you open that door, it's over with. I mean, it becomes like an addiction. So when you open Pandora's box, it's definitely hell to pay. So you just gotta make sure this is really what you want.
If you ain't about that life, you better pull off, home skillet.
Absolutely. So as we close out tonight, is there anything that you guys want to leave to our listeners and future listeners on the box? Any closing comments?
I guess the only thing I would want to say is I would want to kind of piggyback off of your comment just a while ago about the lack of communication in anyone getting into this lifestyle is people don't consider things like well-being, health, sanity, safety. Those are all issues that are not talked about. And I personally have been in situations where I have, before anything has happened with a new partner or a potential partner, you have to sit down, discuss rules, boundaries, consent. Those are all words that are rarely ever tossed around in this community that should be more often discussed. And I believe there needs to be people need to be more checked, verified, vetted by fellow members, and make sure they're not a danger to not only themselves but to other people. I think mental illness in the kink community is not something that's ever talked about anywhere. It's taboo to discuss that. Also, I feel like we need to call out people who are sexual predators and that implant themselves into our communities. I think that's another important factor that no one ever wants to discuss either. They don't want to talk about the dangerous people that are lurking on the edge of wanting to join our parties and wanting to join our meetings.
Wow. And we definitely have an episode coming up about consent and communication, but I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. I know one time I was at a swingers club, and I met a lady that was there, and she was definitely having a breakdown. That's for another show because we're out of time. But, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Listen, you guys, I appreciate, definitely hanging in and hanging out with me tonight. I'm sure Anitra had to go give some more cuddles. And this is Secrets with the Box, and man. Go ahead. We got 1 minute left. Go ahead. It's yours. It's yours, Duffels and Truffles.
Oh, man. I think definitely what he said was definitely some topics to be approached. And I appreciate your integrity. Secrets, I appreciate your integrity. Same thing automatically. I definitely think it needs to be approached. Then again, like, you know what I'm saying, that's one of the elephants in the room that those need to be approached, you know, the same thing, with, misconception or, information that people are getting as well. But then again, we need to protect ourselves in this community, to do the same thing. Like, you know, just that we need to approach them topics. And that's, he holding it down. He had it automatically. Like, he is super thick. Like, it was awesome. I love that shit. Automatically.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Secret. You can go ahead and close out, Secret.